Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. I am Linda Torres, and I welcome you all to Angels Are Near Us show here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight to our one-hour program. As always, my sincere intent is to bring you loving messages and information about these wonderful angels and archangels and beings of light. I've always mentioned that we are living in exciting times and such accelerated time on Earth that is occurring, and it's really important to connect with these higher beings of light. You know, again, I repeat that the purpose of angels and archangels are a great blessing for humanity. They were created to be of service to you, to all of us, to help and support us in the awakening process. And the angels and the archangels are the closest to mankind. So I was inspired tonight to just give you a message, a reminder. I was inspired by Archangel Michael. The name Michael means who is like God. And Michael is generally shown with a sword, sometimes wearing a golden armor. He is also the Archangel of Love and the healing blue flame of protection. So Archangel Michael has many important roles. His main roles is protection, love, guardianship, peace. Michael helps release our fears and works to create a world of peace and balance and harmony. So Michael is saying, have confidence, believe and trust. Whenever you need assistance from Archangel Michael, simply request his help, calling him. He can give you courage and strength and fortitude. Michael will help you know that you are one with God, all that is in divine wisdom. This powerful archangel will support you feel confident and peaceful about yourself and your life purpose. You can ask Michael to open your heart so you may feel and see or hear the clear guidance in all your experiences. After you make a request to this divine messenger, thank Michael for his assistance with any situation you may be experiencing. And simply say, thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me peace and faith and confidence at all times. Again, Michael strengthens our faith and our courage. So please do ask Michael for help. So I would love to tell you about our guest tonight. Our guest tonight is Sam Oliver. Sam Oliver is an author and inspirational speaker on grief and loss issues, healing care resources. Sam has written several books and articles to help others cope and thrive through the grieving process. Sam has cared for those who are in hospice care for more than 17 years. During this time, he has served as the chair and co-chair of hospice ethics committees in Indiana and Ohio. He has served several years as a state continuing education chairperson for the Association of Professional Chaplains in Indiana. Sam began speaking about spiritual care over 15 years ago and continues to speak at public engagements at local, national, and international levels. He has spoken at several college campuses and keynoted at several hospice conferences. His first book, of five. One is called What the Dying Teach Us, Lessons on Living, is a double day book club, One Spirit and National Hospice Care Organization Selection. Sam's undergraduate study was at Georgetown College with a BA in psychology. Presently, Reverend Sam Oliver is the chaplain and bereavement counselor at a local hospice care center on the East Coast. He continues to write and speak on spiritual care issues related to death and dying and inspirational topics of interest. And now, his recent book is Angel of Promise, which he will be talking about. I do want to mention that we will open the lines for any questions you have for Sam and for your angel message. So let me give those numbers before I introduce our guest. Those numbers are 1-888-815-9756 and 530-327-7602. You can always find our numbers on the BBS webpage. So, without further delay, let me introduce Sam Oliver. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Linda.
Welcome to Angels Are Near Us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
So, let me ask you, because I read your book, which I loved and I was fascinated because it's about the promised angel, and you'll talk a little bit about that. But let me first ask you, what is your definition on angel, Sam?
Well, I guess we can start with what everybody knows angels to be. They're messengers of God. And if we listen close enough to those messages inside of us, I think you'll notice that each of us have angelic qualities inside of us where we're enabled to listen to what often is known as the voice of God or what is sacred in our lives. Many of us know that have children what it's like to have a child after you tell them what to do and they don't do it. They go off and do something on their own. The first thing that we think of is they have a mind of their own. Well, each of us have that mind of our own. Each of us come into this world with an authentic voice, a journey to walk that no one else can walk in the same way, and we listen to that voice inside of us. And I'm a firm believer that's the voice of our angel speaking to us and calling us into a particular path that enables us to fulfill our purpose in life.
Definitely. You know, I am a strong believer in angels, and I know that a lot of our listeners are believers in angels, and What angel experiences have you had? Well, did you have angel experiences while writing your books?
Yes, I did. I remember in writing it about part of the way through, actually almost all the way through, I started saying to myself, you know, here I am writing this book, and I firmly believe that a lot of writers, especially an inspirational writer, is listening to the voice of an angel speak to them, and they... And we simply just write down what we hear. But as I was writing this one night, I was getting ready to go to bed, and I asked for a sign that I wasn't, a clear sign that I wasn't writing this book alone. And no sooner than I had closed my eyes and said these words to myself, I felt an indentation upon the bed. And of course, it made me, you know, just become very aware that what I'd asked for, I was given a sign that an angel was with me. And what happened was I was getting ready to open my eyes, something I said to myself, you know, I bet when I open my eyes, I'm going to feel that indentation go. And sure enough, when I did, to look and see what had just set up on my bed, the feeling of the bed rose right at my feet again. The indentation was gone. So I never doubted from that moment on that I wasn't listening to and experiencing the guidance of an angel being with me through writing this book.
Oh, absolutely. I always tell my clients, as I was just mentioning at the beginning, as you heard that, you know, call upon the angels, because they're definitely around us at all times. And now, mostly, you know, they want to be connected to us. We just have to be so open to that, don't you think, Sam? I love the book, you know, because it's so, it relates a lot to people in their lives. You know, it's, maybe you can talk about it. You know, I know I read it. We don't want to say all of it, and of course we want people to read it because it is very fascinating. But about the character, which is Lee, who finds himself a bit out of faith in himself, and that, you know, he goes through this wonderful adventure and finds, or the angel named Promise tells him to remind him of what promise he made to the angel the moment that he was born. And of course the character is found both interested and confusing on the whole journey, which is wonderful, a wonderful self-discovery. But maybe you can talk a little bit about how you found this so fascinating to write about this person that relates to so much of our lives.
Well, the main character, his name is Lee, and of course the angel is Angel of Promise, and his name is Promise. Lee gets to a point in his life, mainly at midlife. That's about when he begins to realize he's messed up in life, or at least he thinks that he's really messed up in life. And the way life he thought should have gone, and according to the visions and his dreams of his future of what he thought life would be, when he was younger and growing up, didn't turn out the way he had thought it would. Mm-hmm. And the story begins talking about the promise angels that were promised to people over 3,000 years ago in the Garden of the Gods. And what it entails within the story is that when people get to midlife, that they would have their promise angels show up in their life and be able to help them to remember 7 promises that they made to their angel the moment they were born. And the one promise that the angel made to the one that they were entrusted to would be revealed to as well. Just to give you an idea of some of the promises, one of them being the promise to remember who you are. Another one is a promise to heal. Inside every one of us is a healer and waiting to come out. We heal through words of encouragement, maybe a simple look, a smile, or even the touch of a hand upon people. Another promise was a promise to hope, to live in hope. And a promise to be grateful, to be always grateful for everything that you've been given, especially life itself. And when we can get to that place where we can be grateful, we remember the promise to grow. And the promise to live in wholeness, and especially to live in abundance. And the living life in abundance oftentimes is a result of us being very grateful and living life in hope and knowing that we're here to heal one another and to remember who we are. And all of those promises really, if you take a look at them, lead you back to that place inside of you where you have to listen to the voice of spirit, not only calling you into your soul, but to calling you to a life that is filled with creativity, vitality, one of which you are constantly living it in faith, hope, and especially unconditional love. So we come into this world experiencing unconditional love the moment we're born. And then there comes a time when we are forced to begin to experience the conditions that the world places upon us. And when we do that, oftentimes we begin to develop oftentimes what we know as the ego, where we begin to define ourselves as what we are, forgetting along the way of who we are when we're born into the world. I'll never forget years ago when I was at a conference and listening to Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She was telling a story of a child who went in to see his baby brother who had just been born, And mm-hmm. and when he went in there, the mother was listening to the child say to his baby brother, help me to remember who I am because mm-hmm. I have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
We do forget who we are. We forget that we were once that child of innocence and purity that was born into the world. And I guarantee every one of us, if we were to be in a room, and I don't care what kind of enjoyment, you know, that room may be filled with mm-hmm. or whatever meeting is going on, no matter how important it is, you bring mm-hmm. the small infant child through the doors of that room, and everyone's attention goes directly to that little baby that was just
mm-hmm.
born. We're drawn to it. Mm-hmm. We're drawn to it like a magnet. They remind us of that part of us who we are inside, and our heart melts, and we turn into a little child ourselves, and we often place our attention upon the baby, but it also touches us in places inside ourselves that helps us to remember who we are.
That's true. It does. The babies are wonderful, and that's why, like you're saying, we feel that love that is inside of us, and we remember that we were just like those babies, innocent and believed and trusted. When you said right now about hope, you know, all these wonderful qualities of God, to live in hope, I'm looking at the book right now, and I opened the page where Lee is saying that he's talking to Promise, and I think he had fallen from a tree or a limb, and he felt that he was going to die. He was scared at that time, and mm-hmm. and Promise appears to him at that time and says, "Tell me more about what happened to you." And he said, "I held on to the hope that part of me would not die." And he said, "I simply had confidence that my life, the real me, would not die. I believed in that part of me, and it really didn't matter if my physical body would have died in that moment. I guess I valued my spiritual nature more than my physical one at that time." So then, after taking a few steps, Promise turns around and says, "You found hope out there, Lee, in the face of death. It is always there, my friend. It is always there." So I love that part, you know, where the angel just is grateful for seeing that Lee found a hope near this death experience. It's very touching, and a lot of the parts of the book, like you're saying, reminds us who we are and why we're here and how we can really connect again with these wonderful beings.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me the Garden of Gods does exist, right? It's a place in Colorado.
Well, it's not Colorado. It's actually a place where I used to live. I used to live in Marion, Kentucky growing up. And across
uh-huh.
the river in southern Illinois is a place called the Garden of the Gods.
Oh.
And it's a little place way off into the woods where you have to travel many roads to get to it. And it often, and when you get to the very end of it, it's just one single narrow road that curves around and leads you into a place called the Garden of the Gods. And I've spent a lot of time there off and on during the summer right before I wrote this book and began mm-hmm. reflecting on it and decided to make a little story about it. And when I was writing it, many of the paths that I had walked upon in through the Garden of the Gods, which is a very picturesque, forest, you know, filled area of
mm-hmm.
southern Illinois that many people go to that simply just want to get away from it all and just be
mm-hmm.
back in nature. And it has a wonderful view across the valley. And I just simply use those memories to write this from a place where I knew that my soul was calling my attention to. Because anytime
mm-hmm.
we place our attention back in the past
mm-hmm.
and call it into the present and relive it as though it's really real, Mm-hmm. We're calling our soul into the present at that point, making it come alive. I hear this all the time with the hospice patients that I take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are recalling, doing a life review. They're basically recalling memories of their past and reliving it and telling me the stories of their life that have a lot of meaning to them. And as I listen to it with unconditional love and just help them to not only embrace the story and let it be pondered within their heart and let it turn into a sense of gratefulness and trust that their life has had meaning, it becomes a moment where we're meeting in soul. Thomas More, who wrote Care of the Soul, talks about that. When your imagination and your heart are engaged, you're in soul. Mm-hmm. So I'm very aware that when my patients or family members are telling me, or anyone telling me a story from their past and bringing it into the present to share it with me, that we're meeting in soul during those periods of time with each other. And it is a place where creativity can flourish, and sometimes people will relive them in regretful ways, and that can be reframed and said in a different way to see that in a different light. And what I mean by seeing it in a different light is when someone's there to help us to see things in a way that we couldn't see it in and of ourselves.
Yes.
In those exact moments, I truly believe that an angel is whispering into that person's ear to share that message with them in order to help them find forgiveness within themselves.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So Sam, let me ask you, working in hospice care, in what ways do you see your experience working in hospice, working with the angels, as a way to working with the angels?
Well, I'm first of all believe that when a person comes to the end of their life, they begin showing angelic qualities that are inside of them that they were born into the world with. Just like I mentioned earlier, before you see the baby, where signs of purity and innocence begins to show in a child that is just born into the world and has not really been tainted by the world, I guess you could say, to some degree. I believe that when a person is dying and they're becoming more soul than body at the end of life, they see it in a way that they've never noticed before. They see it with a lot of gratefulness, a lot of humility, and sometimes have regrets and wishes they could have lived it in a different way. But the very fact, and it doesn't really matter on one level, that if they see it on the level of regrets or not, what matters is what's going on in the heart. Because what's going on in the heart is that they see things in a way they never saw it before. And that has a way of purifying or transforming us into a place where our heart, once it is broken, has the ability to be filled at that point. Mm-hmm. Those around them with unconditional love again, whether it be those such as myself or some family member in the room that wants to encourage them to just somehow move in and through that and know that they're still loved no matter what.
Yes.
And that's really what the Angel of Promise is doing with Lee all throughout his life and helping him to remember those seven promises that he made to him the moment he was born.
Mm-hmm.
He's reminding him through the unconditional love, which is the one promise that he made to Lee when he was born into the world, that allows him to connect there in the heart.
Mm. I just love how you mentioned the remembrance, because you know, in the book it helped me to see also our true nature and the wonderful qualities that I hope and I think that you must see so many people that dying they're realizing this. I'm hoping that people will start seeing these qualities now and to live our life. I think we had talked about that previously, you know, that we want people to see these qualities and to live who they are now and not wait till other things happen in our life. You know, we're always waiting for something new. Maybe I'll do it this time. Maybe I'll do it that time. But it's a time to do it now, to have that connection, don't you think?
Oh, yes, yes. So many people wait for that one big break or something to happen to them. Mm-hmm. Well, that one big break and that one thing that happened to them is called birth, when you're born into the world. It's an incredible miracle that any of us make it into the world when you take a look at the birth process.
Yes.
And out of all the many ways in which your particular life could have taken shape, it took shape in the one that you were born into.
Mm-hmm.
And that itself is oftentimes known as the miracle of birth, but it's also the miracle of an awakening of you in a particular way that'll never come across history in the same way ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realize that we've all been given that particular miracle life to
mm-hmm.
live in a way that no one else ever will be ever again, it should make us feel more than a little grateful, but feel as though our sacred being that's been entrusted into the world to share and shine a light upon it that no one else could and will ever be able to. This knowing that we are here to fill the world with our light or with our presence is one of which I think enables us to look upon ourselves in a very reflective way or through insight. And I refer that as to see through your eyes what you can no longer see with it. A particular spiritual view of the world. And how I like to explain that with people is, if you remember the first time you threw a rock or a pebble into a pond, and if it was a clear pond, you could see where the rock went part of the way. It may have wiggled its way into the deeper part of the water to where you can no longer see with your eyes.
Yes.
But every one of us, when we begin to see through our eyes, we know exactly where that rock went to. We know it went to the very bottom that holds the very foundation of that water up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's seeing through your eyes what you can't see with them, through insight. And each of us have that place inside of us where those inner visions allow us to live in that kind of a surety or a certainty
mm-hmm.
that there is more to life than what we can see with it.
And absolutely.
When we begin to trust that path inside of us and follow the visions that are given to us to walk into, we become that little innocent child again, where we're literally placing our hands into the wisdom that created us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Sam, this is so interesting. I am going to give those numbers out so we can take a break and our callers can call in and ask any questions. We'll open the lines, and if you want to ask Sam any questions or I can give your angel message, we can do that. So let me give out that number right now. It's toll-free 1-888-815-9756. The other number is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. So we'll be taking a break, and we will return in about 90 seconds to receive your calls.
BBS Radio.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and we're back. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And our invited guest tonight is Sam Oliver. Sam has been talking about his new book, Angel of Promise, which is a wonderful book. And Sam, why don't you give out your contact information in case somebody would want to talk to you or consult you? I know that they can contact you through your website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you go to www.pathintohealing.com, and if you go to the place where you can contact the author on one of the buttons at the top of the page, you will be able to contact me for any questions or comments. Or there's a lot of material you can read on the website, that spiritual reflections that I've had over the years in working with hospice care. But my latest interest has been being able to share with people what I've learned about angels. And
wonderful.
I will be, this book, actually, Angel of Promise, is the first in I know there's going to be three in this series. There may be five.
Wow, I am just excited to read it. I think we have a caller. We have two callers. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this, Roger?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Roger. What is your question tonight?
Hi, Linda. I was interested in angel message.
In your angel message. Okay. So what is, you don't have anything particular. Let me see here. Okay, well, of course, I have Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael is saying, remember who you are. This is incredible because Sam and I were just talking about remembering who we are when we're born, and Michael is saying that you are very powerful. You're a loving creature of God. You're very creative, and you're very, very loved. Have you been going through some kind of loss right now, Roger, in your life?
Loss?
Yeah, some kind of change that has been a little bit of sadness for you.
Maybe familial relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Michael is trying to comfort you. He says he's with you right now in this time. He's trying to help you heal because I'm feeling that sadness is coming through a little bit, and you will overcome this. This will definitely be something that you will soon overcome and realize what the purpose was. Sometimes things happen in our life because we have to go through something. We have to go to a higher step in our life. That's what I'm hearing. There's a lot of patience that he's giving you also. A lot of your dreams have been slowed down, but they will bloom in a few months. All right?
Great. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roger, for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
Hello, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Is this Mark?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Mark. What is your question?
I just wanted to know if you can give a reading, a kind of a reading that you may have, and possibly a move that's coming up for me. Do you have anything on that?
A move. What kind of move?
This like another house, another apartment type.
Moving a home. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There seems to be a little bit of resistance in the move. I don't know if this is something new. I'm just feeling it's something new for you. It's a new change, but I also have Archangel Chamiel, who is sending you a lot of peace. He's the Archangel of Peace. He wants you to remember that being in peace brings you lots of love as well. And to try to see the other person's point of view. Are you moving with somebody else? Or
no, I'm moving out of a situation that's not really good right now.
Okay, so there's something that you have to deal with another person, and that's why there's a little bit of resistance in the moving. There'll be a little bit of resistance in this change. But
yeah.
What they're saying is to have patience as well. Let me see. I also have Zadkiel, and Zadkiel says that he wants you to hear what God and the angels are saying to you. Do you meditate? Do you do any spiritual practice?
Yes.
Okay. So doing spiritual practice is really important also, because you can hear what the angels will tell you, and the divine guidance that you receive, notice it even from other people, because
okay.
That will be steps that you will need to be taking. Also working with crystals, Mark.
Okay.
Any crystal,
yeah, that's new for
like
me.
Like amethyst, something, Michael's is amethyst or something blue, a blue topaz, sugalite, and also Michael's crystal. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
We have another caller. Hello?
Oh, yeah, it's
Hello.
Me, Doris.
Hi, Doris. What is your question?
Yeah, I just kind of want an angel reading at this time.
Okay, you want an angel reading.
Okay.
Just a message, okay, so let me see. A message for Doris, correct? Okay, Doris, I have Archangel Michael, and I have another Archangel who is Jeremiah. Jeremiah says that everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to be at this time, and whatever you're going through, there are hidden blessings that you will soon understand. And his name is Archangel Jeremiah.
Yeah, and what was his message again?
His message is that everything is happening exactly the way it should be happening right now.
Oh, okay.
There are some changes, but with hidden blessings. You don't understand it right now, but you will soon.
Okay.
Michael is saying to be clear about what you desire at this time, whatever you're going through. Just focus upon whatever you want with an open heart and with faith. Are you going through some kind of challenge?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, say that again now.
Are you going through some kind of challenge?
Well, my dad is, they don't know how long he'll have. He's in the hospital right now, and he's in Canada. I'm in the States, so it's pretty far away, so I'm not able to be there right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you at?
In Utah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my dad is in Canada,
but I did get
the nurse for him to speak to me today, but they don't know how long he'll have, but, you know, the doctor says maybe a month, maybe less.
Oh. Were you listening to Sam talk about hospice care?
I did. I came in at the tail end. I just came in like in the last 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
About the hospice. Is your dad, you said your dad is terminally ill?
He's 95, so he's, getting ready to cross over. The doctor said he doesn't have long.
Sam, would you advise or something?
Yeah, I could say something here. If you'll pay attention to your heart between you and your dad,
mm-hmm.
I know fathers and daughters have a unique relationship where they companion each other a lot, especially in the heart. If you will notice how your dad may be pulling at you right now. He may even be calling you to a deeper place within your own soul to find peace in his dying, simply without even having to say words to you. That particular relationship that you two have with one another can lead you to a place of incredible strength and peace inside yourself, because he at this time may be asking you to remember who you are and remember who he is, and the wisdom that has brought you into this world and will carry you home. Because it is a returning home. We all come from the same place, and we're all returning into that place where all life is brought into being.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any kind of comfort through any of this at all, it's going to be in that place. That oftentimes is referred to as a peace that surpasses all understanding. We can't ever really understand why it is, even though your heart is breaking, and even though his is breaking and leaving you at this time. If you listen close enough to his heart and to yours as they're breaking together, I suspect you're going to hear the words, "I did it for you."
Mm-hmm.
They're here to stay here, and as long as they can, even if it causes a little bit of suffering on them, because they don't want to leave those that they have loved and those that have loved them.
Right. And that's why I felt like I wanted to call him today, so we could have a closure.
That's
so
good.
I could hear his voice and he could hear my voice.
Perfect. Doris, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. I think we have another caller on the line. But God bless you, and I'm sending blessings to your dad.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name? I guess nobody's there. Okay, just saw like if line 2 was open, but there's no one there. Okay, so thank you, Sam, for giving that advice. It really is, it's difficult for family members to see our loved ones go, isn't it? But it's really, I think we have to remember that they are only leaving the body and that their soul and energy is still around.
Oh, yes. You know, one of the things that I think we often forget is that when someone dies in front of us that we truly care a lot about,
mm-hmm.
We tend to think, well, they've gone somewhere into outer space, don't we? But
mm-hmm.
The truth is, if you listen to your heart, they probably only went as far as your heart and probably deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
Their attention took you to a place which we often call grief. But what that reveals is an introspective awareness to where your heart will not rest until you connect with them once again in soul. And I believe that that's what we do in our relationships with each other. We connect each other to a path that leads us to a place that we will eventually walk. And we talked about this a little bit earlier. We need to die while we're alive or become more soul than body while we're alive. And if we don't learn it through life, we're going to learn it through death or those who go on before us, because they're going to pull us into that place where we're going to have to pay attention to who we are.
Absolutely, and as you're saying, if it's not now, it'll be at that time where we will finally, you know, see who we are. And I remember when I lost my parents, I had my grief was very strong. They died like 1 year after another, so it was difficult to accept it. But once I felt, you know, the love and the heart connection with them, I knew that they were, I felt their presence around, and I know that that wherever they are, their energy is so alive for me now that, you know, I don't feel that loss anymore. And we have to understand that they are in this beautiful place, which I know that it's surrounded by angels. That's what I believe. But knowing that, you know, it's just one step to a higher realm. And, you know, what you do is wonderful because you have this wonderful mission to taking care and comforting the dying, you know, and helping them take that wonderful step. And I can imagine everything that you have learned from them also.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I would just like to just say this, that the book is actually dedicated to my grandmother. Her name is Rosalie Johnson.
Oh.
And the character in here, the two main characters in here is Lee, but it's also Rose.
And, oh, yes.
That's my grandmother's name. And I have felt that she has been with me very close ever since she died. One night I was meditating, and I saw a small golden light, a dot, off into the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept getting closer and closer and closer until it just totally overwhelmed my spirit. And then I saw the face of my grandmother.
Oh,
I've
my
always
gosh.
Known she's going to be with me. And, mm-hmm. and I finally was able to dedicate a novel to her in this particular book. And
that's beautiful. Yes, I just saw dedicated to Rosalie Johnson. How wonderful.
And you'll notice, especially in the second book, Lee and Rose, their relationship to each other. But in some ways, it's romancing my grandmother's heart within me a little bit, because I know that she has helped me not only pull together parts of this book, but
uh-huh.
helped me get in touch with that place where the angels dwell, and helped me to listen to those words that can reveal who we are.
Wow. Let me just give out those numbers. We have like 5 or 7 minutes left if anybody wants to call in. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756, or the other number is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. And you are listening to Angels Are Near Us show, and we are talking to Sam Oliver. Sam, do you want to give out your contact information again so people can contact you with any questions?
Yes. My website is www.pathintohealing.com. And if you will go to the button that says to contact the author, I'll be glad to speak with you or talk to you or return an email to you about any questions that you may have.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Tell us about your other books. I know you have written 5 books, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all have been on different spiritual issues. Are they all
yes,
on hospice?
Yeah, all of them deal with death and dying. The first one is What the Dying Teach Us, and the mm-hmm. subtitle is Lessons on Living. It's mainly about, it's stories that talk about what dying people teach us about living. And one of the things that I would encourage anyone to do, if you're in a place where you can do it, is to volunteer for hospice care or to go and sit with someone who is dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of service to those who need our care in a very real way that brings out qualities within you mm-hmm. that will surface during that time, and it'll soften your heart. It'll help you to go to that place in the heart where only your soul can embrace, because it'll move you to compassion, may move you to tears, but within those tears you'll notice your heart open up to something. And it's probably going to move you from self-centered awareness to life-centered awareness in a very real way when you begin to realize that someone is at the edge of the great mystery that we call the great divide oftentimes,
mm-hmm.
which is no longer such a great distance away when you're with someone who is dying, because you're right there with them if your heart is engaged any at all in a place where you know that they are moving into a place that they were born into the world with.
Yes, yes. Yes, we do. We do learn definitely from those experiences. I have experienced that with my parents, and definitely it's something that I learned very much. That I knew that they were going into a beautiful light, and you know, the moments of death was sad, but at the same time was very encouraging. So I do want to recommend everybody to read Sam Oliver's book, The Angel of Promise. And the second one is coming out soon, you said. Sam, when is that? Are you writing it right now?
I'm writing it right now. I'm about a third of the way through it. It is titled The Purification of an Angel.
And oh, The Purification.
About, okay. Yeah, it's about Lee's relationship with his wife named Rose. And it's a very romantic one, and it's mm-hmm. one where I want people to realize that your sensuality, or that part of you where your heart goes out to love another person,
mm-hmm.
is really that part of you where souls meet, where they connect, where we draw in experiences in our life from that place where the feeling of love for another person reveals who we are in that particular relationship.
Wow. And when do you think that will be out?
It'll be out the first of next year.
The first of next year.
One came out.
This year.
it takes a while to get through the editing process with a publisher. The writing of it is very easy to do, but it's
yes.
the editing that takes time.
Well, I look forward to reading that book. We have a few minutes left, so I do want to thank you, Sam, for being on the show with us and sharing so much wisdom and knowledge and your experiences with the angels.
Thank you.
And definitely for those listening, if you can, you know, go to Sam's website, which is pathintohealing.com, and you can find his books listed there. Angel of Promise is his latest book, which is the one we have been discussing. And, of course, I want to thank all of our listeners. Let me give my website out if you're interested in knowing more about angels or for getting an angel reading. My website is www.angelsarenearus.com. You can also go there to the contact page, contact me, email me, call me, whatever you would like. And again, thank you, Sam, for being with us.
Thank you.
May God bless you. And to our listeners, well, until next time, I just want to remind everyone to let your heart open to the angels so the light that they have can show you the way through each precious day. And may God bless you and the angels protect you. Until next time, good night.